This is Greg Moraglia with your Outbeat Radio News for the week of January 28th, 2018. LGBTQ Nation reports Ethan Stables, a 20-year-old British neo-Nazi, was foiled in his attempt to slaughter LGBT people at a pub in Cumbria, England. Police arrested Stables near the pub performing reconnaissance before attacking. Stables spent several months researching weapons, including how to make explosives and firearms, according to the prosecutor, Jonathan Staniford. Staniford told the court, quote, on June 23rd, the defendant became aware that the New Empire Public House was going to host an LGBT event, a pride night, and he was enraged at that. He began to take photographs in that reconnaissance with a view to a launch an attack later that evening. Stables told members of the neo-Nazi group on Facebook about his plans. A woman who saw his post notified police. After being released on bail, Stables took to Facebook again and proclaimed himself a white nationalist. And here in the U.S., anti-LGBT violence hit a new high in 2017. According to a report published by the National Coalition of Anti-Violence Project, a nonprofit watchdog group created to monitor crimes against the LGBT community, 52 individual crimes against LGBT took place last year, up from 28 the year before. According to their new report, crimes against transgender Americans and queer men overwhelmingly comprised the new statistics. Of the 52 crimes documented, 22 were against transgender women of color. Crimes against gay and bisexual men rose from 4 in 2016 to 20 in 2017. The organization has linked the uptick in violence to a singular entity. They believe the Trump-Pence White House, which has fueled anti-LGBT rhetoric on a national scale, is responsible. On a more positive note, Apache pilots Captain Daniel Hall, 30 years old, and Captain Vinnie Franchino, 26, have been the first active duty gay couple to be married at West Point. The couple currently stationed together at Fort Bliss were married at the New York School's Cadet Chapel on January 23rd in front of friends, family, and military officers. The couple proudly walked down the aisle in their blue mess uniforms and received a saber arch salute upon leaving the chapel. The reception was held in New Jersey, where they cut a cake using Hall's officer saber, a graduation gift from his grandmother. Hall and Franchino met in 2009, and that following year chose each other for a mentorship program. It was then that their feelings for one another began to develop, but due to Don't Ask, Don't Tell, they had to keep them hidden. They didn't go on their first date until 2012 and immediately faced homophobia. Franchino's father told the New York Times, quote, without a doubt, Vinny is absolutely a happier person today than he was before he met Dan, end quote. And finally, here locally, the Sonoma County Pride Planning Committee invites your participation at their next meeting, scheduled for 7 p.m. on Wednesday, February 7th at the Northwood Restaurant on Guerneville Road in Guerneville. For a calendar of LGBT events happening here in the North Bay, go to gaysonoma.com. For Outbeat Radio News, I'm Greg Moraglia.